More than 600 freshwater scientists from around the world will be in Duluth this week for a conference called Big Lakes, Big World. It's the 54th International Conference on Great Lakes Research being held in Duluth for the very first time. Dr. Stephanie Guildford is an associate professor at UMD's Large Lakes Observatory. She is presenting at the conference, and we have her on the phone now to tell us more about it. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Guildford.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me on your program.
This is a major gathering of scientists, and it's a big deal for Duluth. What is the purpose of this conference?
Yes, you're right. It is a big conference, and those over 600 scientists, educators, and managers interested in large lakes are coming from mainly U.S. and Canada, but from as far away as Russia, New Zealand, Africa, China. And the purpose is they're all coming because they are interested in large lakes and they want to communicate their most recent results, their ideas, their cutting-edge technologies. They want to communicate to their peers and they want to get immediate feedback. Normally, you know, we publish in scholarly journals. That takes time. So conferences like this are a way to get that feedback right away. The other purpose, of course, is communication, collaboration with your peers. We sort of start networks and informal collaborations and continue them at these meetings when we meet. And then lastly, a big thing is the students. We have graduate students that present their research. They meet other students, and importantly, they meet potential employers. So it's just a great get-together. It's also a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Well, this isn't just about the Great Lakes, but what are some of the main issues that are facing our Great Lakes right now?
Well, I do want to emphasize that our five Great Lakes, Erie, Superior, Huron, Michigan, Ontario, are big focus, and they are really important. But just want to let your listeners know that there are three African Great Lakes, Victoria, Malawi, Tanganyika, and that biggest lake in the world by volume, Lake Baikal in Russia. And they actually all face similar problems, of course, to varying degrees. Climate change, that's an overarching physical change, and it's been demonstrated to affect things from the chemistry to the processes in the food web. So all the lakes are affected by that one big issue. Invasive species is another major threat that affects all lakes to varying degrees, and of course we're real sensitive to that in Duluth because we have those ships from all over the world, and you know, unknowingly, some of those ships have in the past brought in invasive species like the zebra mussels. Another issue of global proportions is contaminants such as DDT, PCBs. Those are the sort of older contaminants we've worried about for a long time. There's less inputs, but they're still in many of the lakes, especially cold lakes like Lake Superior, where chemicals take a really long time to break down. And there's new chemicals like flame retardants and pharmaceuticals. We can measure them in almost any water body in the world. So we really worry about things like that because in really tiny concentrations, they can have big impacts on the food web. And lastly, but by no means the most least important issue, is nutrient concentration. Too much phosphorus continues to be one of the largest problems impacting aquatic ecosystems globally. And more recently, we worry about too little phosphorus in some of the lakes, including Lake Superior. It's a very low nutrient lake, and while in general that's a good thing, too little of phosphorus can, you know, be a reason why you might not have a very productive lake.
Wow, there's a lot to keep track of.
There is.
You are one of the presenters at this conference. What is your area of research?
Sort of carrying on from that nutrient problem I mentioned, I study the phytoplankton. That's the tiny microscopic plants that are in the lake. You know, people call them algae, there's cyanobacteria, lots of names. I worry about how many are there, what type are there, because some are really sort of good nutrient food source for higher organisms. Some are potentially toxic. So I worry about the things that control how many and what types of algae are in the water. The thing that I do in Superior is we have really low nutrient concentrations there. So I'm interested in the processes that contribute to how much algae are in Lake Superior, because it ultimately sets the limit on how much fish is in the food web.
And how is Lake Superior doing for the algae?
Well, I think it's doing great. I look in the microscope, and there's a tremendous diversity of algae. It's like looking at a little garden in miniature. And so in the offshore, where, you know, that's a huge lake, so there's a lot of offshore, there's a nice, healthy diversity, just not much of it. And, you know, that's better than too much, because too much can cause a lot of problems. That's the point of some of my research, is trying to understand the links in the food web between things like the microorganisms that eat other tinier organisms, and then the larger organisms up to the fish that move nutrients around and cycle energy in the lake. So that's what I'll be talking about, and that's what my students will be talking about. But Lake Superior has problems. You know, we do worry especially about the near shore. There are so many inputs in the rivers, and also the lake is so big that the atmospheric inputs become a big factor in large lakes. So we worry about things that we can't even see or feel or smell that are just, you know, falling into the lake out of the air, that they can actually just get stuck on little tiny bacteria-sized particles, enter into the food web, and end up in our lake trout. So Lake Superior, I think, you know, compared to some of the other lakes, is really a healthy lake, because we have our native fishery intact. We've been so successful at controlling the lamprey that affected our lake trout. We now can say that we're the only North American Great Lake with a good native fishery. So we think that Lake Superior is actually a good model for some of those other lakes who are, not so fortunate. They've had higher nutrients, higher contaminants, and they're trying to restore their lakes. So we like to think Lake Superior can be a model for them.
Well, that's good news. It sounds like there will be a lot to talk about at this conference. We are speaking with Dr. Stephanie Guildford about the upcoming Freshwater Scientists Conference in Duluth. The conference is being hosted by the International Association for Great Lakes Research and runs May 30th through June 3rd at the Duluth Entertainment and Convention Center. Is there anything that you would like to add, Dr. Guildford?
Yes. I would like your listeners to know what a wonderful place Minnesota is for working on lakes, and what wonderful people are here. The organizations like Minnesota Sea Grant, UMD, University of Wisconsin, Superior, and so many organizations and people that I cannot mention that have worked so hard for about 2 years now to get ready for this conference, and it's going to be a really good one, and it's going to put us on the map for aquatic research.
Oh, I'm glad. It sounds like it's going to be a huge deal. For more information on the conference, visit iaglr.org. Thanks for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Guildford.
Thank you.